it was bad days, that was.
Yeah.
I mean, when we listened to it this morning, you played some of the stuff back and that, we were getting ready and we had tears in our eyes because we forget that part.
Of course.
You forget how far back you went and the bad times. And when it was playing it back, it was, God, blimey, I can't believe I went through that.
Mm. Really, no, I know. Well, we all went through it with you, mate. That's the thing.
I know.
We all went through it with you. So Wednesday, 29th of August, how are you getting on?
Absolutely brilliant. I don't even feel ill. I haven't got time to be ill. I'm too busy. It's great. I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. I do feel really good, though. You know, I've never actually, since I've left the hospital, I've never actually felt ill.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing because I don't know whether it's just my outlook or the treatment that I've had, but I haven't got time to be ill. I really haven't. I've got too much living.
Yeah. What was that? What were you saying, Dan? What was that?
I've kept him too busy.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Well, I mean, because we were speaking to Sarah Moss, your treatment nurse, a little bit earlier on, and she was saying that you're a great patient. Blah, blah, you. I mean, blah, blah, what Sarah says. Diane, what's he been like?
Tony is a fantastic person. Whoever knows him knows that anyway.
We know he's a fantastic
person. He's funny. And if anyone was going to get through this, Tony was going to get through this. I had no doubt about it.
Right, what's it been like for you then?
It's been an emotional rollercoaster, really. From day one, I don't know.
I can only imagine that there's this kind of real feeling of helplessness. There's nothing you can do.
No, apart from be there for him, which I was every single day. Even going to work, straight after work, to the hospital, being with him till tea time, going back, sorting the kids out. And just trying to run every day as normal.
Yeah, for trying the to kids run a sake, house, really.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I think I had the easy job just sitting there going through it. I was just sitting back and not having to do a lot. I didn't have to do the travelling. She was travelling every day, doing a day job. She was working, going to the hospital, the kids, the house.
And I was trying to be really strong for him.
Yeah.
And then after leaving the hospital, I'd break down. I'd sit in the corridors, I'd shed a few tears and then go home to the kids and then have to explain to them how Dad was feeling that day.
And how were they? Did they understand it? Did they?
No, I think teenagers are really hard. They don't show their full emotions, I'm afraid, and I didn't know how they were taking it. I'd got the school ringing me, explaining to me. Sophie was going through her exams at the time, and they thought she was finding it quite hard. Yeah. But she's come through them. She's passed them all.
Did she?
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Marvellous stuff.
Yeah, very proud of
them. That's absolutely amazing.
So, they were okay. Yeah, I think my son took it the hardest.
Really?
It was his dad.
Of course.
Yeah.
And how is he now? Is he...
Jackie is okay, isn't he? He's not doing too bad at the moment. Yeah. He has his...
I think we've got a lot better relationship now than what we used to have as well. We seem a lot closer.
He seems to have grown up a lot more.
Yeah. Well, how can you not, really, with something like this going on? I mean, Tony, obviously we've been hearing your diaries over the past few weeks and we've been hearing the things that you've been going through. We heard the latest one a little bit earlier on this morning, where you were saying, I mean, you were one of four.
Yeah, that's... it chokes you up a bit because you make friends in there. You're there for the long term.
Yeah.
It's like I was talking to the nurses and you say to the nurses, how do you cope with this? And they said it's difficult because you do get attached to people.
Of course.
And being a patient in there with other patients, you get attached to people.
Mm.
And it's not easy. But it's... You can't distance yourself from it. When something happens to someone else, it's happening to you as well. And It's really hard. It's hard to explain.
Let me just explain. Basically, you were one of four that were all being treated together. You all started together.
No.
So you were all, was it in a room?
Yeah, we're all in a room of four. There was two of us started together.
Right.
The guy I started with, he passed last week. Right. The other two guys, they were long-term. They'd been on treatment for something like 3 years. They were doing really well. And they started to go downhill. And sadly, we lost those as well. So it's... It was a bit difficult, but they were the guys that had all the experience.
Yeah.
And they were helping us go through it. So they were the ones that were saying to us, don't read this, don't read that, just put that aside, do this, do that, and giving us clues as what to expect. And
so what were
they were like
saying,
our mentors.
You know, when they were saying, do this, do that, this is what was it they were kind of passing
Well, when you first go into the hospital, they say to you, you've got leukemia, it's very clinical, and I mean, the guys have all got PhDs, they're doctors, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't been through it, they haven't had the chemo, they haven't had the bone marrow and things. And they give you a big wad of leaflets to read and they say, yeah, have a look at that. And the guys in the world said, put that away, put it on the windowsill, don't even read it because it's too much information to take in all in one go.
Yeah.
And just have a flick through it and read a bit at a time.